raw data. Get your raw government data here. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Obama administration has launched data.gov, a much-anticipated site where citizens can download raw data from federal agencies. The idea here is to encourage programmers and others to make new applications and mashups based on information from such agencies as the National Weather Service, the Census Bureau, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the National Center for Health Statistics. Clay Johnson with Sunlight Foundation Labs, a government transparency advocacy group, says data.gov needs more data, but it's off to a good start.
We're looking at this as sort of the start of something amazing happening inside of our government where more and more data feeds are going to become available, and the government has built itself a platform to provide these feeds to consumers and to programmers, which is what we're most interested in.
So the data that's available now, nothing to me looks like it would reveal any great secrets about the inner workings of government or anything like that. It doesn't seem to be, you know, a radical exercise in transparency yet, because there's, I mean, the data that's there is kind of tame, right? It's like National Weather Service data and things like that.
Well, right. I mean, I don't think that's what it, I don't think what this is about is sort of trying to get government to put out data that, you know, only transparency advocates and government watchdogs can use. This is about government serving the larger community and providing people with the opportunity to do interesting things with this data, whether you're interested in global trade and the world and world copper smelters or the H1N1 flu. Data.gov is providing that kind of information out to the public. And when it does that, it's very hard for it to take it back. But also, two, it gives us ordinary citizens to do things with the data that the government could not even imagine.
I know that we'll have to wait to see what kind of applications people come up with for this data, but just help us imagine what is possible here. What kind of applications are you expecting that we might see that will use these data feeds, as you call them, from the government?
I can see people doing lots of interesting things with weather. There's a lot of weather data on this site, maybe mashing it up with other applications. I can also see people sort of trying to take the data that's on data.gov, the sort of metadata or the data about the data on data.gov, and doing interesting things with it. There's lots of mapping data what they call geospatial data on the website that can, you know, show you the, for instance, the Geographical Information System graphical database of tornadoes from 1950 to 2006. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do with data like that to, you know, combine it with other information. And I think that we'll see designers doing interesting visualizations, making graphical sense that ordinary people will be able to understand from these, you know, gigabytes of data that are coming out of the government.
Clay Johnson with Sunlight Foundation Labs. His group is spearheading a competition, Apps for America, the Data.gov Challenge, to encourage creative use of the data at data.gov. The winner gets $10,000, with prizes going to second and third place winners as well. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.